Welcome to Positively Healthy Second Saturday Edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. With me today is Megan Valatin, who runs our front desk. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
And Debbie Bucher, patient and human being extraordinaire. We just call her Bucher in the theme of Bueller, as in Ferris Bueller. So anyway, you're going to hear a lot from her. We're just so thankful to be here, and we're so thankful that you're listening on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And so we're talking today about posture and health. I know it sounds kind of nerdy, and it sounds like your mom's there putting books on your head and making you stand up straight, but good posture is just sexy. And I don't just mean it's appealing. I mean good posture makes your body work right. So we're going to talk about the perils of bad posture today. And I'm not just talking about kind of the way we sit all the time, but the posture is the window inside the spine. As I look at your posture, I can tell a lot about how your health is working. But we're talking about the inside of the spine and what's normal and what's abnormal. And it's pretty exciting. Megan, have we seen some exciting postural things happen in the practice?
Oh my gosh. It's amazing just to walk with these patients and get to experience this journey with them. Debbie being one of them, just amazing, amazing changes. So yeah, it's really neat to do that.
So you're going to get to hear some science. It might sound a little bit boring in the beginning, but what studies have shown about the shape of your spine and how that relates to your health in a little bit. But first, you're going to hear a personal story from Debbie, a little bit about her journey as we've helped her with her posture and helped her with her health and just encouraged her to do the right things with her body. She's just decided that it's going to be important how her body functions as she gets older, and she wants to be there for her family and for the people that she cares about. And that's really what puts us on this radio show, and really why God put me on this earth, is to help people live abundantly and healthy. The changes we see in people's lives when they really, really take care of their bodies based on our direction and helping them do the right things with their bodies is just wonderful. If I had I had a nickel for the number of times that people said to me, I wish someone had told me this before, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd be on a beach in Tahiti or something helping the natives and trading chickens for chiropractic care. But in any case, I'm not, because I'm here because a lot of people have come to me and said, gosh, is there anything you can do to help me? It's gotten so far. And there's always something we can do to help, but we really like to catch it earlier rather than later, because chiropractic really should be preventive rather than after the fact. So I want to introduce you to Bucher. That's Debbie. Debbie. And she's had some just wonderful changes. We introduced chiropractic to her recently. And so, Debbie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story?
Well, I guess I'm one of those people that says I wish I would have known this years ago. But some good friends had referred me to you. And I'm 62 years old, and I've never really focused that much on health. I've been pretty healthy, but I've never focused on doing anything proactively to really improve my life or health. And in these short 5 or 6 months, I mean, it has been dramatic. And just the curves, my posture, the way I feel, and all of the classes that you've done, knowing that I'm doing something every day to help my longevity and my quality of life. It's just been awesome.
Fantastic. Good. So tell us, we're almost ready for break already, unbelievably, but tell us a little bit about your journey. Tell us about your health past, if you will.
Well, I've just always been on diets, up and down. My weight's always been up and down. Prior to coming into your clinic, I had just regained 45 of the 60 pounds. It took me 2 years to lose 60 pounds, wow. And in a matter of months after my mom died, I gained 45 of them back. Wow. So just the realization that I didn't have a lifestyle of health, that it was time to do a permanent change. And this was the catalyst that has given me the revelation and the idea that I'm in this for health, not diets.
Wow. Well, I'm humbled and honored, and that's what we live for, is mm-hmm. to help people. We see a lot of people lose weight under our care, and you'll understand, everyone on the radio will understand why that is later. But when they understand that it's really to regain health and not just for appearance, although that's mm-hmm. nice. It's not just to get rid of certain symptoms, although that's nice. It's for expression of life and for health. Isn't it awesome, Megan?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really neat.
That's fun. So it's time for a break. And so right after the break, we're going to hear more from Debbie, and we're going to talk about the science of taking care of your spine. So thank you again for joining us. This is Positively Healthy Radio with your downtown chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce. You're on KCNR 1460 Community Radio.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Welcome back. You've joined your Reading chiropractor, downtown Reading chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce. And with me today is Debbie Bucher and Megan Valatin. Megan, you may have heard from last month, or if you were listening to the show, you did. Megan's husband is a professional MMA fighter. We talked with him about his experience with chiropractic and Megan's experience. That was a lot of fun. So you can listen to that online. You can stream it online. That was pretty awesome. But we're hearing right now from Debbie Bucher about her health journey and what's happened since she started our specific type of chiropractic here in our office. So continue, Debbie.
Okay. Well, as I said, when I first came, I was kind of without hope. I had gained that 45 pounds of the 60 that I had lost. And at age 62, I just thought, you know, I'm spent. I just can't do this again. I've done it a zillion times. But I knew that I needed to improve my health. So through the chiropractic care, and number one, just starting to feel better from the adjustments, and then with your classes over the course, and then eating better from what I've learned from classes, little by little. I mean, my cholesterol is way down. My weight is down. My energy is up. My neck feels great. My back feels great. My posture's better. I'm just surprised that, you know, in 5 short months that there've been so many changes in my actual health.
Fantastic. And you were one of the first people I thought of. The second I thought, okay, I'm going to talk about posture because it's exciting to me. But as I pictured someone walking in the door, who did I want to talk about? And there's a lot of folks that we've helped. But Debbie, you have had such exciting change mm-hmm. that you walk in the door, it's like, boom, there's Debbie excited and moving. And you just look alive. And it's so much fun. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Megan, what have you noticed?
Well, okay, I think it's very important to say that Debbie does not look 62.
Agreed.
So, something you can't tell on the radio, but, and she's a joy every time she comes into our office, but, even more so. I mean, there's so many things that are great about you, but just watching, you live life to, you know, its full expression and really living an overall healthy, I know you talked about eating, but, mm-hmm. it's just really been amazing to walk this journey with you and, see you become the person you were created, you know, and live life to its fullest. So,
thank you.
Yeah,
that's
an honor.
Awesome.
Agreed. And she's talking about classes. We give classes every month. And our classes are all about living life to its fullest and how to take care of your spine and how to eat and how to feed your body right to not to diet and lose weight, although you've lost a lot of weight and you look great and we don't believe in weighing yourself on a scale, but she's just in there participating. She's asking the right questions and she's giving testimonies to everybody else about all the changes in her body ever since we started. And it's just a lot of fun. And so, I just want to say I'm just so honored to be serving you, number one. So honored to see the changes in your body. And she's been sending people in left and right, and we're just excited to take care of them. So thank you, Debbie. It's wonderful.
Sure.
So tell us about what in your daily life have you noticed has changed since you started care in our office?
Interesting. Well, I've become more proactive with time management. I'm learning that to do some of the things that you've given me to do at home for my neck and my posture and my weights that I do, that I have to schedule time for that. And that's now a priority, where those things were not a priority before, but now they are.
Right.
So I feel like that is empowering to not just be living every day at kind of the whims of the needs, but think, you know, this is important, and I want to get twice in on my, you know, my net. I want to do these things. So that's been a big change in my life. And and then just be more proactive in, you know, the foods that I'm choosing and doing and exercise. But just feeling better has been, I guess, just the fact that I feel better has just been an incredible blessing.
Beautiful. So can you talk anything about things you're able to do now that you weren't able to do before you started CARE?
No, I think I'm just able to do more. I think I have more endurance, you know.
I think that's probably more.
I mean, I still had reasonable agility,
right?
But now I have greater endurance,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's talking about when she's doing double backflips off the diving board
and
stuff like that.
Handstands, you know, whatnot.
Yeah, handstands, that's excellent. So living up to the Bueller name, because Bueller was really, really good through the fields and everything. Anyway, so that is just, it's just terrific. And so, that's what we love to do. And again, just thanks for being on here and just be adding in, because you get to be here for the rest of the show. So be adding in. So I want to ask everyone who's listening right now to just strap on your seatbelts. Because some of you are already in the car, so they're already on. At least they better be, because seatbelts protect you. They save lives. But that's a plug for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. But so anyway, wear your seatbelts. But here's what your spine should look like when you're in your seatbelt. Also when you're sleeping, also when you're standing, when you're doing double backflips off the diving board, when you're sitting and listening to your kids, eating dinner with them. No matter what you're doing, your spine should always be straight from the front, so it shouldn't be kinked to the side, and from the side it should have three curves. Now when I give talks, like this coming Monday, we have a talk on raising a healthy drug-free family. It's actually raising a healthy drug-free family, and the theme is raisins, so if you get kind of the play on words there. I'm not that creative, but that I thought that was pretty cool. So raising a healthy drug-free family. So one of the key things to that is posture. And when you're, as your children are growing up, now you can raise your hands if you want on the radio, though it's tougher to see you. But raise your hand if you've ever seen your kids sit in really poor posture playing video games, or this could be your kids or your siblings or your nieces and nephews or whomever. But if you've ever seen bad posture in there, I just want to paint a picture of what that looks like. The spine has a very normal shape, and it's an S shape. The neck should curve forward, the mid-back should curve back, and the lower back should curve forward. That is absolutely critical for health. And as we talk about in my talks this coming Monday, the Raising a Healthy Drug-Free Family talk is Monday night at 6 o'clock. We do not charge for our talks, but there's limited space. If you want to come to that talk or you want to talk to me for a consultation, the number is 243-0889. 243-0889. But so there's a, if you look at, say, the Roman aqueducts that have been around since 1700 BC, you realize that there's a reason that things that last for a reason structurally. And the reason that those lasted so long is because there are curves. If you look at the Hoover Dam or the Eiffel Tower or even the structure of a wave in the ocean, they all are stable because of curves in the spine. So I'm going to talk about some exciting studies. To me, they're exciting. And to anyone who wants to get and be healthy, they're exciting. Are they exciting to you girls? Mm-hmm.
They really are.
They're exciting. Yeah. So you think when you talk about studies, people kind of go to sleep. And when we talk, you know, you hear on the 6 o'clock news, when a new drug comes out or there's research on a new drug, it's on the 6 o'clock news that someone dropped their blood pressure 1 or 2 points, which is supposed to be something amazing. If drugs could do what fixing your posture could do, then we would sell even more of those things, and they would be, well, we still have the danger of all those drugs, but that's another story for another time. But so I'm looking at a study right now where an engineer did a study on the curves of the neck and found out that when there's a normal curve in the neck, it distributes stress just so beautifully and perfectly. And I'm looking at a graph right now, but I'll tell you this, the engineer who's not a believer in God, I know the story of the guy personally. He said he looked at the neck curve and said, "This is impossible." He didn't believe in any kind of God, but he said, God or Allah or Buddha or whoever designed this thing knew what he was doing when he designed it. So when the neck looks normal in its normal curve state, all sorts of great things happen. There was a study done in the Journal of Orthopedic Traumatology that said that a bad neck curve leads to bad shoulders, headaches, neck pain, scapular pain, and even lower back pain. So many of you have lower back pain because your neck posture is abnormal. So people think, well, how am I going to look at my neck? The only way to know is by being x-rayed. Another study in the headache journal, Cephalgia, said that forward head posture, your head shifted forward, which is where we see that a lot, especially ladies with that, we call it a dowager's hump, where there's that hump in the back of their upper back. Very few of you who have that have anything but headaches. All of you have headaches, according to this study, or most of you. They found that the further the head was forward, the bigger the headaches, and the more frequent the headaches just by shifting the head forward. And the reason is because it creates a very dangerous traction on the spinal cord in there and creates a lot of stress for the muscles. Okay, when I come back, we're going to talk more about headaches and also spinal decay based on abnormal posture. So it is time for a break already again. So thank you for joining Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor, on KCNR 1460 Community Radio.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce, Megan Valentin, and Debbie Bucher. And so in case you just joined us, that's in the tune of Bueller from one of the greatest movies of all time. But Debbie, during our break, was just talking about just a little bit more about what happened with her neck. And tell us that story, Debbie.
Well, you were just talking about the importance of the curve in the neck, and the curve in my neck was really way below normal. And now I'm in the normal range, thanks to
Yay,
you.
And
but I remember on our initial meeting, and you looked at my X-rays, and you saw some of the damage of the spinal area. That I don't know what that's all called there, but anyway.
Yep, exactly.
And you said, you know, my guess is you had some kind of trauma to your neck 12 to 15 years ago, and I just couldn't think of what it was. And I was talking to my sister, and she said, oh, remember when we were when Mom's leg froze, and we were all out playing on the lake, and you slipped and fell? And I went, oh, my gosh, do I remember that? Because I fell backwards, and my head went bonk really bad on the ice. And so had I known about chiropractic then, I could have done things to have prevented that damage that now is irreversible. But anyway, now at least knowing that we're getting that curve back. So you were talking about the importance of the curve, and now my curve is in a normal range. So
yay. Very well done. And you've done a lot of work to get it that way. And the exciting thing for us is it's not because the X-ray is prettier, although that's nice. And especially as a chiropractic nerd that I am, that really makes me excited. But what's great is that's what helps you be able to have the energy to exercise, to lose the weight in general, because those are the nerves to your thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are saying, I have a thyroid problem. Well, a lot of thyroid problems come from neck problems because the nerves to the thyroid come from the neck. Mm-hmm. So it's so much easier to lose weight. My wife, who had severe migraine headaches and asthma before she met me, we've been married 16 years now. Since I started adjusting her, not one headache, Not one trace of asthma. She lost 14 pounds and literally has, well, other than having four kids, but that's a good excuse, right? Having a baby in your belly, you're allowed to gain a little weight, right? I'm with three women right now, so I better be careful. So anyway. But it's amazing what this does, and that's why I'm just so excited, because there isn't a drug that can do what getting your neck and spinal cord working right. And so, which one of the things she was talking about was what we call spinal degeneration or decay. There's a ton of literature, a ton of scientific literature about this, but what happens is when the bones misalign, especially during a fall, they misalign and they start to wear away and grind at the joints and the discs and the nerves. And the dangerous thing about it is it doesn't usually hurt till it's been there a very long time. So you can get a little trauma that hurts for a little bit and then the pain goes away. Usually, often people take an Advil or something, which I coach people not to do because you got to listen to your body. But so that degeneration starts to occur and the bones start to wear and grind away. Then all of a sudden you're in this degenerated pain, your headaches. People get neck pain later on in life. Sometimes it takes 15 years to even get any pain from it. It's like heart disease or cancer. These things don't show up until they've caused so much damage that it's often irreparable. That's why, please, if you're listening to this, you already have a chiropractor, go see your chiropractor. Make sure they're x-raying your neck so you know what the curve looks like. If you don't, call my office. We always offer no-charge consultations to sit down and talk about your needs. It's 243-0889. But I'm looking at this study right now. Megan wanted to say something. She's breathing like she wants to talk.
Yes.
Let a woman talk when she wants to talk.
No, you painted such a good picture for us at the office of a garden hose. And when there's a kink in the hose, your garden isn't getting that water, that life that it needs to produce a nice, full, healthy flowers or vegetables, whatever it may be. And it's the same thing with our spine. When there are subluxations in there, we're not getting all of that life, and you're not going to notice it right away, just like with, you know, your flowers, if you're not watering them like you should. But eventually it's going to show up. And I think that's been such a nice illustration for me and some of our patients, is just, no, you're not going to see those effects right away, but eventually you will, and they will show up. So
that's exactly right.
That's true.
And Megan, that word subluxation to you and me, it's so commonplace now. We use it every day. Can you mind me putting you on the spot? Can you define what a subluxation is for our audience?
Certainly. Mm. So, I think this is I don't like this word, but like a kink in the neck. So when the spine is out of alignment, that alignment that we're talking about, when it is either shifted out of a place or there's a kink in it, that's what we mean by subluxation. I'm sure you have a better way of phrasing it, but that's how I think about it, is a kink in there.
That's perfect. Exactly right. And sometimes people who haven't been studying this for, 18, 19, 20, over 20 years now can explain it more easily, because I think of all the technical terms, but you're right. It's a kink in the spine, and when it interferes with the flow of life through the nervous system, your spinal cord is your lifeline. And if anything, if that is not working right, the life is cut off in your body. And we've just made a society that has said, wait for a disease and then try to fix it with drugs and surgery. And I'm not going to sit here and say there's never a place for drugs and surgery, but isn't it better when you realize that God made your body to heal itself?
Yeah.
And when we can remove interference to that natural healer, which is in the spinal cord, it starts to heal.
Yeah.
And the earlier it starts, the better. That's why my kids were checked from birth. They're growing up with chiropractic. Not one of my kids has ever had a drug in their bodies. That's why I'm qualified Monday night at 6 at my office to give that class, Raising a Healthy Drug-Free Family. Not one drug, no antibiotics, no Tylenol, Novocaine, none of that stuff. It's because they're raised right. And I promise you, if you come to my class, if there's still space, call right away. Someone's at the office right now, right, Megan?
Yep. Someone?
Okay, good. 243-0889. You can call and make an appointment. Leave a message if it's too busy. We can always rent out the Cascade if we need to, but so far there's limited space. People need to know that there's another way other than waiting for symptoms and then drugging them. And so back to what she was talking about decay. When there's an injury, the spine decays. There's a study that says that wherever there's a misalignment, the bones decay. And actually, as a doctor of chiropractic, or really any orthopedist or anyone, if they're familiar with this literature, they can tell you how long ago the injury occurred, which is what I did with Debbie and so many people. And sometimes they'll forget they had it till later, just like you experienced with your sister. When there's that misalignment, it starts to decay. And with that, the discs decay and the nerves decay. And it's so good to get your spine checked, whether it hurts or not. It's so important. Another study published in the Journal of Manipulative and Physiologic Therapeutics. That's a big mouthful, isn't it? But they said that if you don't have the normal alignment, the normal curve in your neck, you're 1,800% more likely to live a life of debilitating neck pain and headaches. 1,800%.
Wow.
And so people just think it's, we tend to think it's just caused by a lack of Tylenol or aspirin or something. And why do I think that? It's because that's what we're doing, is we're just rifling drugs to cover it up. They will never cover it up. 1,800% more likely to live in neck pain. Another study tied a lack of normal alignment in the neck to acute and chronic neck pain, of course, headaches, mental health status. This is going to be another program all in and of itself. But the normal hormones and neurotransmitters that control mental health, serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, those are all, 75% of those are actually released in the neck. We used to think it was all in the brain. The limbic system is what we call it. But 75% of it is right in the spinal cord in the neck. So many of you listening to this right now and people you know have depression because their body's not making the right hormones, the right neurotransmitters, because the spinal cord's not working right in their neck. How many people I've seen get off those medications because their nervous system is working right? I can't even count it on the hairs of my head. And why isn't that on the 6 o'clock news?
Yeah.
There's not the same money in it as the reality. All these drugs that basically give you these chemicals, and if you've been listening to my program long, or if you're following the research, they're causing suicidal tendencies, homicidal tendencies. Every kid who's gone and shot up his school, his high school, all these, every single one of them was on chemicals that alter their brain. When God made your brain to work right in the first place, if it's just working properly. So that's, again, that's another show. But with whiplash, meaning if you get in a car accident and your neck is not aligned, you will respond much, much more poorly. You will be a lot further injured. Segmental instability, degenerative disease, like we talked about, TMJ disorders, jaw disorders. There was a study by orthodontists a few years ago that said that the abnormal neck alignment caused TMJ problems. Respiration syndromes. René Caillé, forgive me for all this science, but you got to know this. Dr. René Caillé, he's the head of physical medicine at USC. I went to UCLA, so they're my rival, but this study was so cool that I'll talk about it anyway. He found that for every inch your head is forward, you lose 30% of the oxygen to your body.
Wow.
For every inch it's forward, and many of you listening to this right now are 2 or 3 or 4 inches wondering why you're on a respirator and can't breathe or can't exercise. That's one of the biggest things. Radiculopathy, that means pain or numbness down your arms. Potential for soft tissue under small loads. These things and so many more have been associated in the literature. When we get back, we're going to talk about how surgeons are viewing a lack of curve in the neck. A recent study that came out in April of this year, we're going to talk about that. But it's time for a break again. This is Dr. Todd Royce. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hey folks, I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Second Saturday Edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce. I've calmed down a little bit during the break. I get a little excited because it just does something to you when you see this change in people's bodies. So we're talking today about posture and the importance of that. If you want to get your posture checked or a consultation, or in case I forget later to mention it, If you just want to, just little tune-ups helps with your posture. We're giving, Monday we give a class on raising a healthy drug-free family. Wednesday we're giving classes on, spinal hygiene, just taking care of some simple exercises you can do. We don't charge you for it. They're 9:45 in the morning and 4:15 in the afternoon this next Wednesday. No charge, no strings attached. We just want to help people. Just call the office. So it's limited space to that for sure, but 243-0889. If there's 100 people who call, we'll make different times for you, no problem. But we're talking about what surgeons do. There's a huge focus right now on the curve in the neck in all the scientific literature for the spine. There's a little bit of a push, to a little, even in medicine, away from drugs and surgery and realizing that we got to fix this thing. But surgeons, there's an old saying that if the only tool in your hand is a hammer, everything in the world becomes a nail. And so, because what they're saying is that it's called kyphosis when the neck curve is the wrong direction, but I won't bore you with too much science today. But when the neck curve is in the wrong direction, they've discovered that it's so dangerous that they're going to do, guess what, to fix it. Take a wild guess.
Surgery,
exactly right. So what they've done is, and I'm looking at a picture of this from the actual study. I'm looking at the study on my computer right now. They take a person where the curve goes backwards in their neck. That's like when the head shifts forward, start to get that hump in the back of the neck. Usually that means that there's not a normal curve in there, rather the hump at the bottom of the neck and the upper back. But what they do is they saw off the back half of all the vertebra in the neck. They cut you open. They saw off the back half of those vertebra. They bang a curve in the neck with a hammer. And then they permanently put metal hardware that looks like railroad tracks in there that will permanently stay in for the rest of your life. Wow. That reminds me, it's a philosophy that says basically, like we talked about on Monday at our advanced spinal correction class, we talked about what we've done with cholesterol medication, with high blood pressure medication, that there's been no research to say that this prolongs life, neither of those, none. Yes, it reduces cholesterol and it reduces blood pressure, but there's nothing that says it prolongs life. We have tons of people. We have 1 million people who will die this year from heart-related conditions. 1 million people. Is it because they didn't take their drugs? No, it's because their bodies aren't working right. But a lot of them now, because of drugs, they're dying with correct cholesterol and normal blood pressure. We've said that that's a successful outcome. This is the same deal here. We bang a curve in the neck and say, look, normal curve, but it's because there's metal hardware in there instead of what the hardware God already gave you. That what, amazingly, they found that some of the people have less symptoms down their hands and things when they do this. But who thinks it's better to maybe do it gently with specific adjustments by turning the power on, like we're just talking about at the break, and doing some simple exercises and gentle tractioning that can help restore that curve? It's a better way of life. So, Deb, what were you excited about the power on? Or, Megan, you were going
to
say something.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't have to have a hammer in my neck. Yeah, I'm going, okay, I'm doing these little exercises, and now I got a curve, and I didn't have to have surgery. That's good. But, no, I just was mentioning that I love, after I've had an adjustment, that you go, you know, you'll say, hey, your power's on, and I just leave going, okay, I've done the most I could to release that flow of life, you know, through my spine, and go, yeah, power's on. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, and especially what you had just said hits me so, so hard. Because my dad suffered from, and I think we've talked about this briefly before, but, my dad suffered from debilitating neck pain. And, he ended up, passing away a year ago.
Yeah.
And none of his medical doctors ever suggested chiropractic.
Mm.
And we know that there is such a strong, relation and correlation to neck pain and heart disease and heart attacks. So it is just, I am so passionate about you don't have to live with neck pain like he did. We can do things so that you can live a longer, happier, healthy life with your kids and grandkids. And so, yeah, I am such an advocate about that and just making sure that people know this is, you don't have to live with pain, and you certainly don't have to go, you know, a surgical route for most of it, like my dad did, but chiropractic is amazing, and it's going to release that power into your body. So it's awesome.
Yeah. And I was going to say, even though my neck wasn't reversed, obviously that's a very severe condition you were talking about.
Right.
But still, by getting in soon enough and getting that x-ray, it showed that I was way below normal. And now just by doing these simple exercises at home, I'm in the normal range and I'm releasing that life. I'm going, how cool is that?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Megan, for sharing that. I know that's not easy. It's why we've got to get the word out about taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
And so I know that's why you're so passionate and have such a love for our people. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
And, so we're going to talk now. We talked about the neck. We're going to talk about the middle back. The old dogma kind of in chiropractic used to be that if you fix the neck and the lower back, the middle back will come along with it. But the reality is that often needs some work too. And in case I may run out of time toward the end of this, but I just want to tell everyone out there, but if you want to know for sure, you can come and ask me, but 99% of you should go get one of those foam rollers. You can get them. It's a lot of gyms carry them now, or Walmart has them, or my downtown office, right down the hall from Gorilla Bites. We have them there. I don't care where you get it, but get on that thing, put it perpendicular to your spine. So you kind of roll up and down on it and just open up your thoracic spine. There's so much research to this, but I'm going to cover a few of the exciting studies. They found that, number one, having most of these studies are about too much curve, but too little curve in the mid back. Too much curve is kind of like the hunchback syndrome, and everybody has seen that. That's preventable, by the way, in 99% of you, and it can be reversed somewhat if you have too much of that already. But they found that to be associated with degeneration in the spine as well, that excessive curve in there. They found another study recently, in Spine, that's the leading medical journal on the spine. They found that too much curve in there is associated with, of course, pain, but also lower self-image. And it's interesting, most of the ones were, they were teenagers who had that, and it turned out it wasn't because of like a self-image, like, in other words, my back looks weird. It's that they found a direct correlation that having bad posture in your middle back alters your brain chemistry so that your self-image is suffering.
Wow.
And to us who understand the body, it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. But to people who just think, well, we should just wait for a problem and then drug it, it's like they're not in right thinking. It's that if your body's in the right shape and healthy and you're eating right and taking care of yourself, so many of these things just go away. And Debbie, as you've talked about, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And so, they found that, that's a big one with that. There was a study that, Journal of Age and Aging, the Journal of Age and Aging, they found that excessive curve in the middle back, they found that, that was one of the only predictors of early death, especially in men. So again, that excessive curve in the middle back, they found also that it increased the time that it takes for people to stand up. So in other words, that this same study, it took people longer to stand up. Also, that it increased their likelihood of entering an assisted living home.
Wow. Mm.
So if you've been listening to my show a long time, you know that one of my main motivators is going to assisted living homes, speaking there and just helping people there, because way too many people are stuck in, just when, you know, God tells us we're supposed to leave an inheritance to our children and our grandchildren, that inheritance is love and passion and wisdom and how to fish and do all the things, how to navigate this world. But how many of you on this line right now know that you have a plan not to be there? Because how much can they really impart wisdom if they're, forgive me for this visual, but drooling all over themselves and on 27 medications? That's just not what you're made for.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, the next study on the mid back, was with, increased mortality rate from heart disease, Journal of the American Geriatric Society, age and sex adjusted analyses. They found that people with an excessive curve died early from heart disease. That was the number one predictor of heart disease, Megan, as we talked about. I know that one's tough for you to hear, but it's just that much more important. And it's almost time for a break. I've got super quick. I got to talk about, uterine prolapse in women associated with excessive mid-back curve.
Mm.
So why is that? Again, the nerve supply is cut off, so that weakens the nerve supply to do with uterine prolapse. And then quickly, that one I already covered. And they found, Renee, Dr. Freeman in the Journal of the American Medical Association. As long ago as 1957, this was known. The leading medical journal in the world reported that people with better posture have fewer defects, they enjoy better health, and live longer than those with a seriously distorted skeleton. This is a quote from the study. They say occasional long survival despite severe architectural aberrations are found, but this is rare. In general, there's a correlation in body structure, health, and span of survival. We're going to talk a little bit about history with Thomas Edison and some other people about posture and when we come back from the break. But right now it is time for our break. So we want to thank you for joining us. This is Dr. Todd Royce on Positively Healthy on Community Radio KCNR 1460. We'll be back in a moment.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Beginning July 11th, get yourself a date and bring your friends to the Shasta College Theater for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. This action-packed show has 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Power's on. Welcome back. So all of us chiropractic nerds, I mean, people who care about their bodies, all this is Dr. Todd Royce, in case you're just joining us. Your downtown Reading chiropractor with Chiropractic First. We're in the downtown mall right down the hall from Gorilla Bites, where you can get awesome food, and we do every day. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about your spine, your posture, and your health. And so what I want to do is talk about I'm so excited that it's kind of like you know you've taught people well when they're listening to what you're saying. There's probably some good quote or expression to express that. But anyway, I got excited when we had just had a break and everyone gets up and stretches and everyone in the room and starts moving their bodies. That makes me excited because then we know that we're doing something. If you – it's like that old Jeff Foxworthy. If you blankety blank, you might be a redneck. If you are comfortable sitting for very long periods at a time, your posture is abnormal. Forgive me for that indictment, but that's true. I know I'm at conferences. Dr. Perry, who works with us in our office, we're at conferences on a regular basis to learn the absolute newest techniques of restoring spine and postural health. And I can't stand sitting all day. I'm stretching in my chair. I'm getting out of my chair on my knees. I stand in the back. I'm moving all around. It's not just because I'm hyper. It's because, and that's, it is true that I am a little bit hyper, but it's not only that. It's that my body craves movement. It's designed to move. You know, you go and you look at, tribal peoples. One of my ultimate chiropractic missions is I was in Denmark a few years ago to check everybody's spines there. They're healthier than we are. And not just because of what they eat, though that's important. It's because they're moving all the time. They walk everywhere. They're not sitting much. They do sit at dinner for long periods of time, but that's like the only time they sit during most of the day. But I want to go to tribal people and check their spines. Yeah. Bring my portable x-ray and go x-ray all them and see what their curves and their spines look like. I bet you they're amazing. You know, you picture the woman with the basket on her head carrying a whole 15 gallons of water or whatever. Yeah. You can't do that without good posture.
That's true.
The power's on.
Well, and you always say too, sitting is like, like sugar is to your teeth for your spine.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So. I love that analogy because we take such good care of our teeth. We brush, we floss, but what do we do for our spine? So
exactly. And your teeth are somewhat replaceable. They can replace teeth, sort of. Mm-hmm. How are spinal replacement surgeries doing these days? Are they going pretty well?
Yeah, haven't heard. Haven't heard yet.
Not too hot. So yeah, and it's interesting you should bring that up because it's something I almost forgot to bring up. You reminded me, which is Megan's job is amazingly trying to keep me organized. This crazy ADD brain, I would for sure be drugged if they could get a hold of me. But this ADD brain and keeping me together and all that. But another study said that sitting is like smoking. Sitting is as dangerous to your health as smoking if you're sitting all day because it affects your posture so much. That's a visual that people really need to get. Your posture is deadly serious. It is so important. It's not just to look good on pictures. It's not just so your mom can brag and that sort of thing. But so let's run through a little bit of a typical day, and I want to help everyone how they should be moving their spine. If you can visualize, your spine really should never change shape. So when you're sitting, when you're lying down, it should have an S curve that curves forward in the neck, backward in the middle back, and forward again in the lower back. Most of us have sort of a C shape rather than that normal S shape because we're sitting with hunched over shoulders, and it's not just bad looking, it's unattractive. Like we said, good posture is sexy on so many levels. But bad posture, really, as if you've been paying attention, deteriorates your health. So what do we do during the day? So the spine should always keep the same shape, whether you're deadlifting 500 pounds, whether you are, doing pull-ups, whether you are lying in your bed, sitting in your chair, in your car, no matter what you're doing, you always should have your spine very, very straight up with your shoulders back and down as if your shoulder blades are in your back pocket. So typical how we do that. Number one, sleeping. We talked at my advanced spinal correction class on Monday night about this is an amazing fact, and all the mattress advertisers say this, and they're right. So you sleep a third of your life. So that means by the time you're 45, you've been asleep for 15 years. It turns out it's going to matter how you sleep. There's only one way that's the best way, and it's going to be on your back. So the best way to sleep, for some of you, it's not very comfortable. I've been known to line my patients' beds with pine cones along the side for obvious reasons. So if you turn, it's not too comfortable. But whatever it takes, get on your back. Now, for some of you, it's just deadly. We'll talk about that in a second. So on your back, you don't want your pillows too thick. And a guideline if your pillow is too thick is if you go to a hotel and you like the pillow underneath your head there, you might be a redneck. Well, that's true. But the real truth is your pillow is too thick at home if you like the pillows in hotels. Those are way too thick. They push your head forward into that dangerous hump in the middle back and that dangerous reverse curve in your neck. Very dangerous. So on your back, if you need a pillow underneath your knees to support your low back, that can help out a lot. But a thin pillow or ideally like a rolled up towel underneath your neck. So Megan, tell us about your sleeping experience. Have you changed the way you sleep since you started chiropractic care?
I have. And because I am the one that would wake up and find myself in crazy positions and not know how I got there. But since your class, because I took it myself too, I think every night before I go to bed, I make sure that I've got my pillow in the right position. I'm sleeping on my back. And so it's something that I think about. But now it's come to the point where it's comfortable. I like it. And I know when I've, you know, flipped around and still gotten myself in funny positions because I feel it in the morning. So I know that when I go to sleep, I'm training my body to be in the right position like it should be.
Well done. Wow. Great. Yeah. It's time for a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You've joined Dr. Todd Roesch with Chiropractic First Healing Ministry. You're on KCNR 1460 Community Radio.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy. Dr. Todd Roesch, your downtown Reading chiropractor with Chiropractic First Healing Ministry. And we're in our last segment, and we're talking today about posture, which has really been more fun than you'd probably think posture could ever be. At least for me it has, because it's the exciting thing is seeing when people get their posture back, what happens in their life and the changes, their energy, their outlook on life and all the things based on the studies we talked about. But I've been practicing now 15 years, almost 15,000 cases that we've seen. And you just gotta see it to believe it. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of. And so we're talking about getting through your days. We just talked about sleeping and we talked about sitting. And during the break, Debbie, who's been with us this show, if you just joined in, she's talking about how much she's changed on her outlook on sitting when she's re-upping her real estate license and she's gotta sit for 30 hours and read. She's moving and keeping her body healthy. And Megan was talking about Terry, who was recently on Channel 7 News because of what she's done in her personal office. She's a patient of ours. And so, Megan, tell us that story.
Yeah, and we were just talking to Terry this morning, too. So what she does, she works at a school as a secretary there, and she has taken it to an awesome level. She stands all day instead of sitting down, and to top that, what she's done is she actually walks all day on a treadmill, standing in place, walking, moving, keeping, you know, nice and healthy. And she was just saying this morning, she has never felt better. She doesn't get that afternoon, you know, tiredness, slowness. She goes home and she said she's walking about 12 miles a day just right there at her desk. She's talking about all this productivity too. So not only is she less tired, but she's getting way more done. So it's inspiring, really.
Yeah, it is. Wow. So the human machine is the only machine that works better the more you use it.
Yeah.
And so, that's one amazing thing. So good job, Terry. So you're probably listening, Terry. Good job. We're proud of you. So yeah, it's just fun to see. And so we see people getting through their days better. Sitting in your car is really important too. The way you sit in there. I give this in my classes. And again, if you haven't heard yet, we give classes on a regular basis. This week we have a spinal hygiene class that anyone is welcome to, whether you're a patient or not. It's at 9:15 and 4:15. Excuse me, 10:15.
9:45 and 4:15.
Thank you. See, if I didn't have Megan, who even knows? Okay, so 9:45 and 10:15 this Wednesday. There's no charge for it. It's a spinal hygiene class. Just show you how to get through your day better sitting. I'll take you about 15-20 minutes for this class. It'd definitely be worth your time. Some simple exercises you can do to keep your spine strong. No obligation. We don't try to convince you to do anything. Just come. We just want to help and bless the community. That's what that's about. We give monthly classes. Our class Monday evening at 6 p.m. is on raising a healthy, raising a healthy drug-free family. And so that's what we're talking about is raising kids who like to move and get exercising and they're off drugs and they eat right. And how do we do that in this world where every third ad is a drug ad and then the other ones are ads for Twizzlers and for staying on your rear end and not getting healthy? And so, that's the exciting thing. That's what we're up to is we're just, you know, 15 years we've been in this community and blessing and helping thousands of people. And it's exciting. We have a super busy practice, but there's so much energy and it's fun. A new patient yesterday, Jeremy came in. I won't say his last name, but, he came in and he'd been in a chiropractor, someone in Denver, and he just said, "This is like home. I love you, chiropractors." It was so fun because he gets chiropractic. Yeah. It's like, it's a lifestyle of taking care of your body and just doing it right and teaching you how to avoid that nursing home, how to avoid being unable to fish, unable to golf, unable to do all the things that you want to do that we see, like we talked about earlier. If I had a nickel for the number of people who said, "Gosh, I wish I had known about this earlier," I would probably be I wouldn't be playing golf. It's too slow for me. But I would be doing some other crazy things on the beach and everything else. So.
Well, and it's cool because if you come into our office, you are going to see the most lively office. And it's filled with kids. We have kids come in every day, all day long, and it's so fun and such a privilege to serve these families too, because we know that they're being raised up the right way with healthy spines, and they're going to live a long, long life healthy too.
Yeah, and it's fun. But beware, if you come into the office, the spine police are there. So Debbie was talking about, she was texting on her phone when she was supposed to be exercising and wobbling. We don't just all of a sudden become perfect. I'm not perfect, so I'm not going to judge anybody. But, when we bend over to text, we get that mean texting posture where our upper back goes in that C shape, and it's very dangerous. So sit up real straight and just look down with your eyes. That's the normal texting posture. So, that's the way it should be. You can still, we're going to look at our smartphones. It's the generation I got a chiropractor friend of mine who's even more out there than I am. He does not own a cell phone. And so he just thinks, oh, they're going to cause brain tumors. And he's probably right to some degree, but I still have a cell phone because it's a good leash for my wife and she can get a hold of me anytime. So, that's what it's about, is taking care of your body and nurturing your body, because that you really only get one body. We just think that you should take care of it. And if you do want to come in and meet with us, I never charge people to sit down and talk about their needs. If you want to come in, call someone's waiting at the office right now. You can either speak to them or leave a message. The number is 243-0889 at Chiropractic First Healing Ministry downtown. And you can reach us again at 243-0889 if you want to attend any of our classes or to come and sit down and talk about your needs. Thank you so much. We're so glad you've joined us today on Positively Healthy Radio. God bless your day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Redding.
Ron, the jury continues their work determining if the shooting death of Trayvon Martin was murder, manslaughter, or an act of self-defense on the part of the accused, neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman. Deliberations began yesterday afternoon. Outside the court now, things are peaceful. Demonstrations of support for both Martin and Zimmerman wax and wane in the hot Florida sun. It is 88 degrees here. They debate with each other, though they remain civil as deputies keep a watchful eye, Ron.
Heben, we know the name now of the third passenger to die since last Saturday's crash of Asiana Flight 214 in San Francisco. Chinese media identify her as Liu Yi Peng, no age given. She died after 6 days in a San Francisco hospital. The runway where the plane crashed was reopened.